Real Housewives of the Potomac airs Sunday on Bravo. And one of the Real Housewives is Gisele Bryant. She's the ex of pastor and activist Jamal Bryant. Good morning, Gisele.
Good morning. How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
Just need to know, Gisele, why? Why, Gisele?
Gisele. Why? I mean, you were yawning.
No,
the time
not
said I was coming on.
You know what?
Where's the love?
Not the yawning part, but this show just makes me so unhappy.
Really?
And I know it's not your job to make me happy, but it just seems so ridiculous. Yeah, all of the, you know, the, oh, these are the, this is the way the ladies of the Potomac do things. And then, you know, the ridiculous way in which you have to handle yourself and you need to apologize for how horrible you were to us. And you sat in the middle of the booth at the birthday party. It wasn't even your birthday. And, you know, and it's like.
Really?
Seriously?
Really, Gisele?
That's the show?
That's the show?
Okay, look at here.
I like you, Gisele. I really do. I of all the characters on there, and you all are characters. I like you, but
thank
I just
you.
Don't get it.
Okay, I love y'all. I'm happy y'all like me. I'm not going to throw my castmates under the bus. Not going to do that because y'all know that that's
it poor wouldn't ethics. Be ladylike.
Yes. However,
that's not first ladylike.
However. You know, people really are who they are, and they get upset about certain things that I don't necessarily understand. But, you know, it is what it is. But I love the fact that even if you're mad at something, you stand for what you're mad at. It could be trivial to others, but you stand by it, and that's cool.
You stand in your belief.
Yes.
So has there been anything that made you mad since you've been doing the show?
Yes,
like what?
I was mad when somebody told me I sat in their seat. I thought that was a little silly.
See what I'm saying?
Like, this is the problem.
It is what it is, huh?
Okay.
Set my seat, it is what it is. Okay.
Now let me ask you this. How does your ex-husband feel about you doing this? I know he's been on the show with you and the girls.
Yes.
But how does he feel about it?
Well, I mean, you know, Sybil, let's keep it all the way real. He is my ex-husband for a reason.
Okay.
So, I mean, do I really care how
Peter, pumpkin cheater,
pumpkin,
I know.
Yeah.
What did he do?
That wasn't necessary. What did he do?
What did Jamal do?
I think that I said what he did. Y'all didn't listen. He just said he's a pumpkin eater. But, I mean, that was a very long time ago.
What's a pumpkin eater?
A cheater.
Yeah.
A minister cheated?
What?
Okay, stop.
That's a Black History fact, isn't it?
The man of God.
It is February, player.
Anyway, you know, he and I are really good friends. So, and you know, we got divorced all 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So that is so water under the bridge.
Yeah.
But he was obviously, as a dad, a little concerned just as it relates to the kids and how they were going to be portrayed. And, you know, from that perspective, but he trusts me. He trusts my judgment. And, you know, my kids are great.
They are lovely girls.
Okay. Yeah. So you can't portray them in a bad way because they're great.
Okay. Well, I got to watch it. Now, how many episodes am I behind?
I got to watch, Sim.
Y'all
are three behind.
Three behind? I can do that this weekend. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Catch up, Tom. Angela, y'all catch up.
Okay.
Let's have a champagne marathon watching.
This is not how we do things.
This is not the way we do things in the Potomac, Tom.
I gotta have it.
And don't you sit your ass in nobody's seat, all right?
Gotta be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on top.